All we need good vibes, good vibes, good vibes, good vibes. All we need good vibes, good vibes, good vibes, good vibes. All we need good vibes. Can't lie. Good vibes, good vibes, good vibes. Waiting so patient, I'm going places, can't take it.
Hey girl, hey, it's Tiffany Noel here coming to you live. It's a wonderful Wednesday. You know what that means. We got work to do. How you doing, girl? Thank you for clicking on my recording. I hope you are having a wonderful day and this message reaches you in the most highest possible vibration that you can be in your life right now. As you can see, I'm always vibing high. It is 7:26 p.m. where I'm at, and I'm still on level 10. I just clocked off of work at 6 p.m., so I relaxed a little bit. And I said, oh, let me get my recording going before the day is gone. You know, it's never too late to get started. Okay, I'm learning that. I'm learning. Yes, I'm a work in progress. So, as you know, I do love you, sis. That's why I'm here. And again, I really hope you're having a wonderful day. Hope your week has been magnificent thus far as we started on Monday. Okay. Today, I want to talk a little bit more about your healing with shadow work. All right. So, you know, Google is my friend. And I looked into it a little bit more because, as I stated before, everybody is becoming a lot more spiritually aware. Everybody is rolling to the spirituality side versus the religious side these days. Some people are doing both. I don't know how you do that one, but to each his own. I don't judge. As long as you're benefiting from it, hey, you do you. All right. There are many ways to do shadow work. As you guys know, Google is my friend. And I actually found over 90 ways. How overwhelming is that? Yeah. I know. And it can be if you are new to spirituality or if you've never done shadow work or you're new to shadow work, you know. So, I did jot down a couple of things that may assist you for those who are new to shadow work and want to get started on your own. You know, you're not going to a therapist or someone else to assist with this. As you guys know, I'm private and I do a lot of work alone. I'm like a little hermit. But it is crazy because I like to share a lot of information with people. So, shadow work. The definition is pushing through the resistance of your subconscious, repressed beliefs. They may be holding you back. Your shadow self also influence how you operate and leave you unaware of how you project yourself. Okay. So that's one thing. Why do we do shadow work? Shadow work helps you understand your subconscious ego. You can overcome addictions and understand the root cause of your relational issues among things. Common reasons for doing shadow work. Exploring and understanding any past traumas. Identifying and overcome your limiting beliefs. Examining patterns of behavior and relationships. Exploring and understand past traumas. We all know the benefit of that. Identifying and overcoming your limiting beliefs. What are limiting beliefs? Things that you say to yourself that keep you from pursuing or achieving your goals or even getting started to work towards them. Stuff like, I'm too old or I'm too young to be trying to do this or go into this field. I'm not good enough. I don't have enough education. I'm not qualified enough. I don't have enough skills. Don't do that to yourself. Or I don't have enough time. If you really want to do it, you'll find the time. Okay. How do you know? How do you know you have limiting beliefs? You ever said those things to yourself? Okay, you have limiting beliefs, so you have something to work on. Are you working towards your goals? Why not? It's those limiting beliefs. I can tell you that right now. Those, they can also hold you back from really good jobs, lucrative jobs, really great relationships, be it platonic, business, or romantic, because when you limit yourself, you limit everything about you. The way you speak, where you go, who you interact with. Okay, so you keep that in mind, and that will hinder you depending on the field that you're in and where you're trying to go in life. If you can't go up and introduce yourself to someone in your field who may be able to give you insight or help you out with a question that you may have, you guys are in the same field, that's gonna hurt you. That's hindering you. Okay, so don't do that. Shadow work will help you work through that fear of approaching someone and asking for help. It is very hard to ask for help, guys. I know that. Okay, especially independent people. They really hate to ask for help. For one, I'll tell you, me, I don't ask for help because I don't know how. Honestly. I do not know how to ask for help. And my thing is, I know if I ask somebody for help, first reaction is going to be a no. But then they're going to come with all these rebuttals. And then it's like, did you even stop and think about how you could help me? So that be discouraging me from asking people for help. All right. Why are we doing this? Oh, we already told you that. Oh, examining patterns of behaviors in relationships. This is big. And not just romantic, guys. You got to keep in mind you deal with a lot of different people for various reasons. So let's just not focus on the love. We're going to focus on the business. We're going to focus on family relationships as well. Okay. What are some patterns that you noticed? Pick something though. You when you're doing your shadow work, you want to focus on one thing at a time. Okay. So you might want to focus on your romantic relationships, the patterns that you've noticed in your relationships you've had with people in the past. Why do you keep having these types of issues in your relationships? Is it because you're dating the same type of people that you're probably not even compatible with? That could be it. Okay. Once you get to know yourself better, ladies, you will move different and you will deal with a different type of people. You'll be more attracted to what's on your level. And if it's not on your level, it's not going to even interest you whatsoever. You won't even have comments about it. That's where I am in life. If I'm not interested, I don't have nothing to say. I don't entertain it. And yeah, I go and do what I like doing. In business, what are some patterns that you're noticing in your business relationships? If you have some businesses that's not doing so hot or some partnerships that are strained. Okay. Family relationships. You got a family member that you constantly argue with, butt heads with over every little thing or over one specific topic. Yeah. And if that's the case, y'all both may need to do shadow work. You can both benefit from it. So this is just a couple of examples I was letting you guys know about on why you should do shadow work. Also, another benefit is it influences the brain to function at a healthier level. Again, we want to heal. We want to heal everything. We want to heal mind, body, and soul. Okay? And this shadow work contributes to that. It's healing your mind, which helps the soul. And your body will follow. So, you will also have increased self-awareness, authenticity, improved emotional intelligence. Don't that sound good? I would love to have those characteristics. Self-acceptance and compassion. You will develop healthier relationships with the current relationships you have and going forward. You will walk into more healthy relationships. You know, they'll start out healthy because now you've identified triggers to stop you from going into those toxic situationships. I don't even call them a relationship if it's bad, you know. You can reduce your stress and anxiety levels. The benefit of shadow work. Increase your confidence. Of course it will. All right. Because you have better understanding of what's going on in the mind. You have more clarity. So, yes, your confidence is going to automatically go up. You're going to walk a little bit taller. You might, you know, stick your chest out when you walk now because you have a better understanding of who you are. When you know who you are, you can move freely. I walk through this world, y'all, without a care in the world. Not like that. But walking down the street, I'm not bothered. If I'm walking through the mall, I'm not bothered. I'm not looking over my shoulder. I'm not side-eyeing nobody. I'm just chilling. Because I don't have a negative bone in my body. I don't have a malicious thought in my mind. I'm just out here living life, doing me. Now, if some BS come my way, I'm going to handle it. But I don't expect it to because of the energy that I'm putting out. Okay? So, increase your confidence. Oh, you'll have clarity around your goals. Greater brain activity. I mean, it's just really great benefits of shadow work. And guys, again, it's just the word, it's the catchphrase of the year because everybody's going towards spirituality. It's really self-healing. Shadow work sounds great. Okay, if you like titles. But you're really healing yourself. You know me, I'm a meditative person. So when you go within, it's quiet. So who are you listening to? Yourself. Exactly. All right. A couple of tools that you can use to get you started. They say do shadow work prompts. Prompts are actually questions. Okay. They are questions that help you tap into the emotions, beliefs, and your dark thoughts, etc., etc., that are in your mind. So to get started with your shadow work, you want to choose a couple of questions. You can probably focus on one or two, depending on what it is that you're going through and what is your goals with your shadow work process. All right. You choose your question, one or two, no more than that, guys. Okay. Spend about 5 to 10 minutes reflecting on the memories that come up with the question. Okay. And then you jot down your feelings. Write down how you feel. When the memories come up, instantly just start writing down how you feel. Pay attention to yourself. Explore those emotions. Ask yourself why that memory made you feel that way. Yeah, get to talking. Talk out loud. It's just you. Talk out loud. And once you do that, once you note your feelings, I want you to let it out through, like I just said, journaling. If you're an artist, you can paint. Do a wild picture. Just throw paint at the canvas. I'm about to say wall. Don't do that. This is your house. Throw paint at the canvas or paint a picture. It's a guy that I follow on YouTube and he gives nice motivational talks while he's painting a picture, and they be beautiful, guys. Oh my goodness, these portraits be so beautiful. You actually watch it come to life, and he's instilling good things in your brain. It's called Attract Passion on YouTube. If you look up that Attract Passion, I forget the guy's name, but he has a really mellow voice too. Soothing. Like, he makes you want to listen to him when he come on. It's hello, friend. Like, he's really mellow. You can tell he's in a really great mental headspace. You really can. That's why I like listening to him. Once you do that, once you note your feelings and you journal them out, get them out, however you want to do, journaling, painting, dance, put music on and dance. I love music. Or you could play some music. If you know an instrument, play an instrument and reflect on it. Okay? Look for patterns, common things, and even new things that you may come up with or run across while you're doing your shadow work. And of course, once you're done with all of that, listen, don't rush yourself on this process. You take as much time as you need. I say carve out an hour each time you sit down and do your shadow work. Carve out an hour's worth of time to start. Okay. And when you're done, I would say close out with meditation. You may come up with some new affirmations doing that, you know? So keep that in mind as well. But close it out with some meditation. Yeah, I think that's a good idea to do that. So that's one way to start. And then too, guys, like I said, I Googled and found over 90 ways of doing shadow work healing. Okay. What else? Also, here are some prompts. Remember I told you the prompts are questions that help you tap into those emotions and dark thoughts and stuff that we run from. Because that's basically what we're doing, just running from them. Where you going? It's right back there. on the left or the right side, but it's not that far away, sweetie. Yeah, stop running. Deal with that. Deal with that. Okay. And if you deal with that, you'll be able to deal with everything else that comes at you going forward easily. Okay. Here are some prompts, questions. Here are some prompt questions that you can start with. They're really basic, and you never know what is going to trigger in you to ask yourself these questions. So, what values were you brought up with? What makes you tense up? Like, where are your triggers? Is it certain words? Is it certain phrases? Is it some place you go? Is it a song that you hear? What are you doing, or what do you hear when your body tenses up? That's a trigger, okay? How do people describe you? How do you think people describe you? That's a good question. I kind of want to ask somebody that. What's something you're often embarrassed to admit to people? That's a good one. And if you could share a secret to the world anonymously, what would it be? Now, that's a good one. I don't have one. But, those are good questions to start with. But again, I found these on Google, ladies. So Google shadow work, or the benefits of shadow work. I think that's where I was at. Google the benefits of shadow work, and man, it's a lot. It's a lot. Take your time. Find a link that calls you, scroll, go out, look at all the links, just read them. Click on the one that really calls your name. I didn't click on all of them. I just picked one and, went for it. But it's a great tool for personal growth, though. Shadow work. It's great for personal growth and transformation. And I'm all about elevating, ladies. So, I will always, always, always preach that. Please love yourself. Please do your shadow work. Please elevate. It's so many levels, guys. And it's really, really nice. Each one after the next one, it gets better than the last. It truly does. And the benefits outweigh the difficulty. Don't rush this process because you're only rushing yourself. It is a process. It's going to take time. This is just you. What you rushing for? Take your time with yourself. That's love. Really pay attention to the questions and the answers that you're writing down. That's love. Be kind. Be patient. Most of all, be gentle with yourself, because that is love, ladies. I want you to love yourself. We don't down talk ourselves here. We don't down talk anyone because we're too busy uplifting ourselves. So when we uplifting ourselves, we're uplifting each other, right? I don't want to be in a room full of people and everybody is on level 3 and I'm on level 100. That's going to be a little difficult, okay? I want everybody around me to always be on the same energy level as me, because I'm always in a good mood despite what I'm going through. Is my life always grand and perfect? No, it's life. But do I let it get me down? Not at all. Did I used to? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I was depressed for years and didn't know it, y'all. It just like that, straight like that. I was depressed for years and I had no idea. Now, mind you, I'm still getting up, going to work, looking cute, hair done every 2 weeks, nails done too, mani-pedis, whenever I wanted. Everything. No kids, single, working 2 jobs, taking the car to get detailed. I was cute. Okay? But I was depressed because I wasn't where I wanted to be in life. I was kind of lost. I was in my 20s. I was kind of lost. I didn't really know where I was headed, because every time I went in a certain direction, I hit a roadblock. And because I was young and did not understand to work through those things, I just let it stop me. And I said, well, I guess I don't need to be doing this. Well, I guess maybe it's not my time. Those are those limiting beliefs, ladies, that I didn't know I had. I know nothing about limiting beliefs in my 20s. So I feel good that I'm in my 40s and I'm learning so much about myself. I really do. Like, I like to learn. Let me just throw that out there. I like to learn. And when you learn, you're supposed to share your knowledge. Each one teach one. That's a fact. When you succeed to, let's say, get up out the projects, you gonna leave your home, girl? You ain't gonna double back? Tell her how you did it? If nothing else, help her and get her up out of there. That's how you supposed to do it. I am my brother's keeper. That's what that is. When I do better, I'm gonna go back and get him so he can come up here and he can do better for his family. That's that unity I want us to have again, y'all. We used to have it back in the day and it was beautiful. I was a little girl, but I remember always going around the corner to get something for my grandmama while she cooking. Butter, eggs, milk, all. And I wasn't going to the same house. I was going to different houses. But, you know, the neighborhood, everybody knew everybody. That was beautiful. Y'all. These neighbors today don't even speak to each other. They don't. They do not. I can honestly say down here, as much as people know I don't like being here and I want to go back home to Ohio, I know my neighbors that just moved in next door, but I knew the people before them because they've been here about as long as my mom had this house. So when they moved out and the new people moved in, they don't speak English, they Haitian, but I still speak to them. They come and talk to me when they need help and we figure it out and I can help them out the best way I can. Yep. I'm cool with my neighbor directly across the street. He used to cut my grass. And that's about it. Everybody else just moved in. And, you know, I'm a house mouse. So I'm in the house a lot. But the people that dude across the street, again, he was here before my mom moved into this house. So he was basically like, I say, the neighborhood watch. Because he made sure we was up on everything in the neighborhood. But real cool dude. Real cool dude. He always looks out. For the ladies in the neighborhood, I can say that. He was just telling me the other day when we were sitting there chilling that he had took the lady across the street from him. So a family just moved in. And they got 5 little kids. And he had took, you know, some snacks over there just because he had it. You know, he had came up on it. Somebody brought some stuff. He ain't got no kids at his house. He took all that stuff over there. You know, she was grateful. She thanked him. She was grateful. And that's cool. He was like, you know, I just did it because I care. I ain't expect nothing in return. And I said, you know, that's how you're supposed to give. You're supposed to give like that with no expectations of anything in return. So, yeah, if you got it to give and it won't hurt your household, why not? That's how I am. Ain't nobody rich these days. But if you can help somebody out and it's not going to hinder you, then go ahead and do it. You will be amazed on how good you feel. Like, dang, I'm in this situation, but I was still able to put some food over there for them. That's a good feeling, y'all. I've done it. You know what I'm saying? It was just on my heart. You can do it. Go ahead and give it to them. You get paid Friday. You know, and I was straight. I was straight until I got paid. It didn't hurt me to do that. I want everybody to think like that. I want everybody on that same accord, especially us ladies. Again, we are the ones that set the tone of the household. We get our house together. You know what I'm saying? We can holler at homegirl. She get her house together. Next thing you know, we got the whole neighborhood back together. Okay? If you don't know your neighbors, please, every chance you get, just, hey, how you doing? Speak to them. Start speaking to them. How you doing? Y'all outside? Nice day, huh? Anything. Compliment their house. Ask them about their yard. Anything. Just to build a rapport. To where if they're ever in a bind, they know that, hey, she's nice. Let me go see if she can help. I like that. I don't know about y'all, but I like that unity. And I really want that for our nation, our people. Guys, we really need to pull together because each generation is worse than the last. And that's really disheartening. Ladies, you see it. These kids is off the chain with the gunplay. With they doing too much, just too much. The drugs just ain't going nowhere. They getting worse and worse and worse and worse, and they still doing them. It's like, how many people you done seen die off of this? You still want to try it? Oh, baby, baby, baby. But that's because their eager mind does not have anything to do. So what they gonna do? Whatever comes to mind. They ain't got no money. They ain't got no car, so they gonna figure out something. Listen, ladies, I be trying to find stuff for my girls to do. They 13 or 17. I be trying to find stuff for them to do. versus being on the phone all day. They homebodies, but we in Florida, it's hot outside. It's not really much to do to be outside playing besides burning. So I don't force them out, like, unless we going somewhere. So, you know, I encourage them to read, of course. I got them journaling again, so this is fun. Everything's a struggle with them, but I don't give up, because I want them to see what the benefits of doing multiple activities is. It keeps your brain active. It keeps your brain going. If you're doing the same thing over and over, how are you growing? You're subconsciously doing everything. You're not growing. You're idle, because you already know how to do this. Start doing stuff with your left hand. There's a start. Brush your teeth with your left hand. Wipe your butt with your left hand. Mm-hmm. Little stuff like that. Little stuff like that, ladies. Eat with your left hand. Try to write with your left hand. Not nothing important. Don't mess up your business. But try to write with your left hand. You know, little stuff like that. It makes a difference, ladies. I love you, sis. I'm loving on you even when you happy. I'm loving on you even when you sad. I'm loving on you even when you don't know it. Because I want the best for my queens. Yes, we are queens. I don't care what level you are on or what level you think you're on. We are all queens. Straighten up your crown. It's tilted. Polish off your crown. It's a little dull. I need them jewels sparkling in there on a daily basis. You're going to have your days where you just don't want to smile. And that's okay. But don't frown. You don't want them lines in your face. That's okay. You don't have to be happy 24/7. That's a lunatic. I'm just being real. You're walking around smiling all day, every day. What is wrong? Don't be phony. All right. Have a wonderful Wednesday. And tomorrow is Thursday. I don't know what we're going to do tomorrow. But I may be back tomorrow. If not, I'll definitely be back on Friday. Okay? I'm still trying to do my 2 recordings a week. I had a rough week last week. And I realized it was the new moon coming through. Yeah, it worked on me hard. But I pushed through on Monday. I did not forget about today. I just got a late start. So I'm still on it. I'm still on it. Trying to stick to my schedule. I'm doing good. I have a book I'm about to read. Let's get back into reading. And yeah. Mm-hmm. Just loving on me, child. You know how I do. So I hope you loving on you and everybody around you. Encourage everyone else that you know to love themselves. Get used to telling your friends I love you. I told my homeboy I love him. My homeboy Richie up there in Ohio. He used to come through and hang out with me all the time. Strictly platonic. You know what I'm saying? But we was cool like that. We could just come and just hang out. We ain't even chilling. I'd be cooking or doing some work on my computer. He'd be on his phone. Probably watch a movie or whatever. We'd just be hanging out. Good peeps, you know? And we was talking. Every time we talk on the phone, we always be on the phone for at least an hour, y'all. I don't care what it is. That's my homie. That's how you know that's your friend. You can be on the phone with somebody for an hour easy. That's your peoples. That's your friends right there. That's your peeps. You look out for them. You know what I'm saying? Keep them on the good side of you. And you make sure they always on the up and up. I give Rich a lot of advice. And I get a lot of advice from him, too. I ain't gonna lie. He's younger than me, but he's very, very intelligent. So it goes back and forth. That's why we so cool, because he's very intelligent to be a young guy. And I told him I love him. I was like, all right, fam. Because every time I'm talking to him, he be door dashing. So I'm like, all right, fam, let me get on off this phone. Boy, I've been talking to you for 2 hours. You know, we always laugh or whatever. He's like, all right. And I'm like, all right, you be safe out there and remember I love you. He said, oh, I love you too. You know, but I had to tell my homie, you know, because I honestly talked to Rich for like an hour. Easy. Hour and a half, 2 hours. Boy, let me get off this phone. You know, that's how we end the call. So, boy, it's been 2 hours. Let me go. I gotta cook dinner. Let me go. I'm going to call Bird or whatever. But yeah, guys, get used to telling your friends that you love them. Be safe, girl. Remember, I love you. I'll talk to you soon. Let's stop saying goodbye. Start saying see you later. until we meet again. Talk to you later. See you later. You know, let's just change up our verbiage. Let's make it more positive, more elevating. It does work. I don't say good morning. I say grand rising. I've been saying grand rising for about 3 years now, if I'm not mistaken. Sometimes I get it back. Most times I don't. And it doesn't faze me. I still say it. That's where you want to be in life. Unbothered. Because you know why you're doing what it is that you're doing. Okay? Let no one shake your faith in you. That's your faith in you. I don't want you to have a good morning. I want you to rise and be grand. So I want you to have a grand rising. Sometimes I say that, rise and be grand. How's everybody doing today? Walk into a room, rise and be grand, folks, look alive. Who not going to smile at that? Whose day is that not going to make? You know? So, just remember, love yourself. Being nice does spread joy. Smiles are contagious. And remember that I love you. Until we speak again, be well, girlfriend.